This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. BJP leader Shivendu Adhikari took oath as the Chief Minister of West Bengal today, heading the first BJP government in the state. Governor R.N. Ravi administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Adhikari at a grand ceremony held at the Brigade Parade Grounds in Kolkata. Along with him, five other MLAs, including Dilip Ghosh, Agni Mitra Paul, Ashok Kirtanya, Nishit Pramanik and Shudhiram Turu, were sworn in as cabinet ministers. The newly elected MLAs of the West Bengal Legislative Assembly will take oath on the 13th of May. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Chief Ministers of other NDA and BJP-ruled states, BJP President Nitin Naveen and other leaders of the Bharatiya Janata Party were present at the swearing-in ceremony. Prime Minister Modi congratulated Shivendu Adhikari on taking the oath as the Chief Minister of West Bengal. In Tamil Nadu, C. Joseph Vijay-led TVK has claimed that it has secured the support of 120 MLAs to form a new government in the state. Tamilaga Vetri Karagam TVK, which emerged as the single largest party with 108 seats in the recent assembly polls, required the majority mark of 118 in the 234-member house to form a new government. The party said both the VCK and the IUML have extended unconditional support to it for government formation. Vijay, who won from two assembly constituencies, will have to vacate one seat, reducing TVK's strength to 107. The combined strength of the supporting parties, including Congress with 5 MLAs and CPI, CPIM, VCK and IUML with 2 MLAs each, stands at 13. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Karnataka and Telangana tomorrow. At around 11 a.m., the Prime Minister will participate in the 45th anniversary celebrations of the Art of Living in Bengaluru. Thereafter, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Hyderabad to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 9,400 crore rupees in Telangana. The Prime Minister will embark on a two-day visit to Gujarat starting tomorrow. On Monday, Mr. Modi will participate in Somnath Amrut Mahotsav, marking the 75th anniversary of Somnath Temple's restoration. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has arrested Punjab Cabinet Minister Sanjeev Arora in connection with an alleged money laundering case involving Hampton Sky Realty Limited. Earlier, the ED had conducted operations at five locations in Delhi, Gurugram and Chandigarh in connection with the case. Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has conducted searches at 17 locations in Mumbai, with three cases registered against Reliance ADA Group companies. The CBI said that these searches are being conducted at the residential premises of directors of the companies as well as at the office premises of intermediary companies whose accounts were used for diversion of bank funds. It added that the searches have resulted in the seizure of incriminating documents. The Enforcement Directorate has arrested Shravanti Group promoter Dandamudi Venkateshwara Rao, also known as D.V. Rao, along with two others, in connection with a money laundering case involving alleged laundering of around 284 crore rupees. The agency said the investigation originated from an FIR registered at Sector 40 Police Station in Gurugram, alleging that DJW Electric Power Projects Private Limited, controlled by D.V. Rao, had fraudulently availed loans from various entities. Russian President Vladimir Putin today expressed confidence in Russia's victory in Ukraine while overseeing the Victory Day military parade at the Red Square, marking the 81st anniversary of the victory over Nazi Germany in the Second World War. Several foreign leaders also attended the ceremony. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Putin praised Russian troops fighting in Ukraine, saying they were confronting an aggressive force armed and supported by the entire NATO bloc. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heatwave conditions at isolated places over Gujarat and West Rajasthan. The weather agency predicted heavy rainfall over Kerala, Lakshadweep, South Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal in the next 2 to 3 days. The Wrestling Federation of India, WFI, today issued a show cause notice to grappler Vinesh Fogat, accusing her of indiscipline and anti-doping rule violations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.